desperate civilians in Gaza. Foreign ministers from the seven leading industrial democracies have been holding intensive meetings in Tokyo. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken says while everyone wants the conflict to end, it's not possible yet.
Those calling for an immediate ceasefire have an obligation to explain how to address the unacceptable result it would likely bring about. Hamas left in place with more than 200 hostages with the capacity and stated intent to repeat October 7th again and again and again.
Meanwhile, Sir Keir Starmer is under fresh pressure over his stance on the conflict after a shadow minister resigned. Imran Hussein wants to strongly advocate for a ceasefire. Sir Keir will only back a pause in fighting, something Shadow Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson supports.
All of us within the Labour Party are pushing for more aid to get into Gaza. It's why we do recognise that the government have made an additional contribution from the government, from the British taxpayer, to make that happen. We need to go faster. Of course we do. And alongside that, I want to see the release of hostages.
It's now illegal to possess nitrous oxide or laughing gas for recreational use. Those caught with it will now face a fine and up to 2 years in prison. A charity claims it's found evidence of apparent racism in the lettings market. Generation Rent says it found a white person was 36% more likely to get a positive response to inquiries. Women in the UK are the world's biggest binge drinkers. More than a quarter of females in Britain do this once a month, according to the OECD. And Coleraine are through to the quarter-finals of the Northern Irish League Cup after coming through a marathon 44-penalty shootout away at Ballymena. They won 18-17 with goalkeeper Sam Johnson sending the decisive spot kick wide. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
A very good morning. Let's look at the weather for today. A little bit miserable in Brentwood so far this morning. Top temperature is 13 degrees. You've got light rain and a moderate breeze at the moment, and it's pretty cloudy out there too. It's going to be like that for most of the day, getting up to about 4 o'clock, and then it should actually be dry overnight into tomorrow morning, where you might get some early rain about 6 or 7 o'clock, and then it should be clear again for a little bit tomorrow. So a little bit unsettled at the moment.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Thanks to Mikey Porter of the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours, Michelle Ward here with Eat My Brunch. Eat My Brunch on this very miserable day. I don't like it when it's days like this because it kind of makes you feel, you know, that kind of, I did see some cheap naan bread for sale this morning, so I brought that and put it in the car. That will smell nice by the time I get home. I think it's garlic and something gone. I like bashwiri naan, you know, the one that's got the coconut in it. I love that with a hot curry. It's a bit early in the morning, isn't it? My friend, when I used to work in London, Sophia, I've lost contact with her actually, but very long time ago, we used to work at near to Aldgate, and during Ramadan, because you're not allowed to eat, or I think it's something like you can't let anything pass your lips, water, can't take a headache tablet, food between sort of when it's dawn through till the evening, and then once the sun set, you then feast. So they have their dinners, you know, massive big celebrations every night. I think Ramadan's on for about a month. But her mum was an amazing cook. So what she used to do, it's really bad of me actually, she used to bring in the food, she'd go, here, she's called me beast. She went, because you're beautiful, you're a beast. I said, oh, whatever. And she used to come in, hello, beast, you're gorgeous. And she'd say, this is what my mum's made last night. And I go, oh, what is it? And she'd go, it's whatever, she would say. And it was homemade. So in the morning, or at lunch, in the break, I would sit there, because I love curries when they're cold as well. Sometimes I'm heat up, but she'd bring all this food and go, I can't eat it. I'd sit there and have a coffee with her. She can't have a coffee, she can't have anything to eat, she can't even sip water, and there I am eating lovely food. And I said, I'm really sorry. She went, no, because my mum said, you know, there's stuff left over. So for the whole month, every day, she's bringing this and just beautiful food. I remember once we went to a restaurant around the corner. It wasn't really a restaurant, it was more of a cafe, and serving Indian food. And she said to me, say this to the waiter in, I think, you know, I can't remember what language it was, but it was a language that I didn't understand. I said, what does it mean? She went, that you're a beast. I'm not saying that. She was so lovely, Sophia. She was very, very funny. Very funny and very smart as well. I went to her wedding. And again, talking about the food, we had this dessert and I have found it online. It had cardamom pods in it, honey, rice, and all sorts of sultanas and nuts. It was amazing. I have seen it online. I wouldn't mind having to go out making it because it's just, it's cold. Beautiful. Talking about food. So I only just got in here. It feels like it's a sausage roll Wednesday. Now, I actually went and had my hair cut yesterday. I put it off for long enough and I went to a place in, where'd I go, in Ingatestone. They were amazing and Harrison cut my hair. Very young guy, so handsome, looked like a movie star. I felt so embarrassed. I just looked like a woman that had 400 cats when I walked in. He sort of looked and I said, when he'd done my hair, I went, you should have taken a before picture. He went, I should have done. But he's given me some waves and I've had quite a lot chopped off. Not huge, well, I'd say about 4 inches. Because it was getting a bit cat lady, but I really love it. So I'm all glamorous at the moment. As soon as I wash my hair, it'll be a complete mess again. But it's, you know, he styled it nicely. I thought I'd just let you know. It's great for radio, isn't it? I've got a fantastic new hairstyle. Now, I do have a question of the day on the radio show. Sometimes I throw them in, sometimes I don't. But you've got one today. You have to give up one of these for a year. Now, Ricky Gervais always puts questions like this. And I thought, well, it works for him. It can work for me. So you have to give up one of these for a year. Which one will you pick? Showers, alcohol, chocolate, or the internet? You've got to give one up. Just say, in a world where I'm a dictator and telling you this is what's going to happen, you've got to pick between showers, alcohol, chocolate, or the internet. Now, I would think that showers would come out at the top. But then it means you've got to have a bath every day. So maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe it's alcohol. There's people out there screaming. So do let me know. Ashley's already answered. And so has Rob. Wow. Brave decision. You could give up one. You don't have to give up two. I'm not that much of a dictator. Just give up one. My guests today are going to be the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club. They're coming in to talk about up-and-coming films and how you can be part of the cinema club as well. So that's all coming up today. Plus, we've got some great music. Now, my guest yesterday, I was chatting to the House Gospel Choir, Natalie Maddox, who is the founder and she's the creator. They've got some amazing gigs coming up and she's got a brand new track out at the moment, which is called Angel. So if you can catch up with the interview, all the W's phoenixfm.com. And I thought I'd start the show off with it. So here are the House Gospel Choir. You can see them on the 13th of December in London. That's the O2 at Kentish Town. If you want to go and see them, it looks like it's going to be an awesome gig. And here they are with Angels.
Angels, what you know? Over me,
watching over me. I had a dream that you were here. When I woke up, you were gone. I try to trace the memory of your face before it fades into the dawn. When I'm feeling heavy, even though it's hard, I pray the Lord my soul to keep with angels standing guard. I got my
angels watching over me.
They never tell you what you need to know. We're just out here on our own. Yeah. And every time you send me signs to let me know, I'll never be alone. When I'm celebrating, it's you I'm thinking of. Look at me, I turn out good, surrounded by your love. When I'm feeling heavy, even though it's hard, pray the Lord my soul to keep with angels standing guard. I got my
angels,
angels
over me,
over me.
Angels over me.
And it opens
I pray that they keep on watching over me.
And I know that I got them watching.
Oh Lord, here I go. Get the highs, why the lows? Set me up with all these souls, and I watch them fall like dominoes. Too long I've been on my feet. Need more time, but it don't come cheap. Someday I'll be on my knees, and I pray my heart don't miss a beat. But here I am, and I feel that rhythm. It's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it over yet?
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, old... Oh, how did I do that? I just caught my finger in the headphones. How did I do that? That was extraordinary. I've never done that before. I just caught my finger in my headphones and I didn't know what to do. Oh, dear. I tell you what I'm watching at the moment. I absolutely love The Mentalist. I know it's an old series and I never watched it the first time around, but I watched it a couple of years ago and really enjoyed it. And they've just changed now. The series has just changed to this sort of new, they're in at the FBI. If you don't watch it, you'll have no idea. It's a bit like a take on, I suppose, on Sherlock Holmes, an American version of Sherlock Holmes. I do like it. It's a bit addictive though. But when I started watching it before, I got up to series 6, because I watch maybe one or two a day or three a day, something like that in the evening. And I got up to series 6 and then I didn't like it because I had too many new characters left, everything changed, and I got really like, oh no, what's happened to the show? It's a bit like Friends, if they'd have all moved into different apartments really early on, and you've kind of, well, they did actually, but, but they're bringing in too many new characters and I can't cope with things like that. I'll get used to it. But I think last time I watched it, I got to that stage and I went, no, can't do it anymore. So I'm staying with it. But there's just so much stuff and on TV. And, you know, now you can binge watch. I mean, back in the day, you had to wait a week. And then when the series ends, you've got to wait for like a year for another one to happen. I've got series that I'm halfway through that I enjoy for a bit. And then I'm like, no, I've got to move on to something else. I'm terrible with watching films, actually. If I'm watching a film on my own, what I tend to do is I watch nearly half of it, and then I either get too excited or too involved in the film, or I don't know what's happening and I can't cope, and I just go to bed. I do that a lot, so I've got loads of films that get to the last sort of 20 minutes and I don't watch them. It's a strange way to be, I know, but it's just the way that I am. We'll have some more new music coming up from Abby Flynn after this with My Own Woman. I knew it was there somewhere in my brain. But first of all, here is Fleetwood Mac with Tusk.
small. Go and pass me the ball. I won't be saving face. Then you should know who you're up against. I am looking for someone to improve me or pull me apart. If life is a movie, then I'm the star. If you wanna have me, then you better learn to love all of me.
Such a good song, and she's going to be on BBC Introducing Sussex on Thursday, playing live in the studio. That is Abby Flynn. We had the exclusive on that. That's My Own Woman, and you can expect to be hearing a lot more of that track over the coming weeks. We get tracks early here on Eat My Brunch, so when, you know, artists send me stuff in, I normally get it about, you know, a couple of weeks before it's actually released. I've actually heard something about that recently, if you're listening out there, musicians, that you should basically not do too much of a build-up. If your songs come out on a Friday, start on the Monday. Don't, because people, because what it is, people might think you've got a song coming out in a couple of weeks and then they forget, or they don't pre, most people don't pre-save a song either, so you're better off doing it on the day or a couple of days before. That's the, I've seen some of that advice out online.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Only saying. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. Now, this morning, Brook Street roundabout, slow traffic, M25, anti-clockwise from Junction 29 of the A127 Watford Basildon, Junction 28 of the A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout for a mile before Junction 29, so that doesn't sound too good. Wilson's Corner a little bit busy as well. A1023 along the High Street is fine. Temporary traffic signals A1023 Shenfield Road at Mill Hill, and also on Rayleigh Road, A129 at Church Lane. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout to Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and up in the opposite direction to the M11, no issues at that junction. A12 is running nicely too. Be aware that there is some surface water as well around, so just be careful if you're travelling down the lanes. Right, I think it is time for three in a row. Do you know what? I had a jingle for that. Let's have a look. I think it's Bob. I'm sure Bob did me a jingle, didn't you, Bob? You better do me a new one, actually. This is well old. I've got loads of background music I don't use. I don't know why I've got that either, but I thought we would have three in a row. Here we go.
80s flashback with Michelle Ward on Eat My Brunch.
But it's not an 80s flashback. That's why that's wrong. It's three in a row, Michelle. What is wrong with you?
Three hits in a row.
There you go.
Michelle Ward.
Yay.
Eat My Brunch on Phoenix 98 FM.
Here's James Manners with Hell on High Water.
Woke up on the floor, in a place I'd never be. Needed a smoke so bad, and a lie to be seen. I hear like a siren was bouncing off rocks and a dead end stone. He ain't had a drink for 3 hours now, but I still can't find the door. If it ain't heaven, then it must be hell on high water. That's the same thing to me. Can't stand the weather. Bringing me down. Rain's like the cats chasing the dogs all the way to the ground. But if you're stranded in the desert and it's dry as a bone and you're all alone, I find that water ain't as bad as it once was before. If it ain't heaven, then it must be hell. That's the same thing to me.
My brain goes, oh, can't hear myself, I can't hear myself. girl. It's like spending time with a friend.
Golden brown, texture like sun, lays me down. With my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown.
In a row. Now we've gone four by accident. It is Squeeze with Hourglass. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Operator error.
See if I can swim back up to the shore. No one's in the house, everyone is out. All the lights are on and the blinds are down.
Love a bit of Squeeze. There they are. I love that song, The Hourglass. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1 weekdays. Now, I do have my guests coming up in the next, I think at half past 11. I should actually know the time that my guests are coming in. The other day, my guest was knocking on the window, and I was sitting here with the headphones on, and luckily she got into the studio, to be honest. We do need a little setup with a light. Because I think I was on doing some socials, and I was also listening, got music on, and I didn't hear this. It was like, it wasn't even that. I can hear that now, because I was seeing, but it was that sort of sound, you know. Anyway, I'm sure that my next guest will be fine. It's not raining outside, so that's okay. It's when it's snowing and raining, you don't want to leave your guests outside. But I'm going to be speaking to Brentwood Art Cinema Club a little bit later, about 11:30. And you might want to get involved with art, with the Arts Cinema Club as well. Find out what films they've got going on, where it takes place, how much it is to go, and what they do. During just beside, I don't think it is just watching the film. I think they actually have a good talk about films and all sorts of things. They're probably film notes and stuff. So really interesting. So yeah, something for you to do in Brentwood. There's so much for you to do in Brentwood. I mean, if you want to have a look at all the www.phoenixfm.com, because we've got loads of stuff there. Now, another thing I'm going to quickly mention. Which I've been mentioning quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, and I know a lot of other presenters have, as well as the food bank here. Now, this is updated, so you can check out all the www.phoenixfm.com. But the Trussell Trust Food Bank is part of a national network of food banks who are supported by the Trussell Trust. Now, there's been 199 people who were not able to make their budget stretch to food after trying to meet other commitments that were helped out in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, they're looking for certain foods. So tin goods, ham, corned beef, tuna, salmon, sardines, braised steak, chili con carne, all things in tins, ravioli, meatballs, spaghetti, custard, things like that. Jams and biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta sauce, also soap, toothpaste, cleaning, bleach, washing up liquid. You know how expensive that stuff is as well. Carrier bags. If you've got a glut of carrier bags and you're thinking, oh, I don't want to do them, take them to the food bank, because that's what they put the food in to give out to people, so they're always handy. And tea, shampoo and shower gel. So if you're going shopping and you want to put an extra couple of tins in or something for the food bank, you'll be helping out people that really need it at the moment. As you know, it's a struggle with everything. So if you do see something, put a tin in. Got some carrier bags, maybe some shampoo. You know, doesn't have to be a massive bag of stuff, just a couple of bits, anything you can spare. And you can find out more at brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. But as I said, all the details for that are on our fantastic website.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, Robbie Williams has been talking about his relationship with Jerry from the Spice Girls. I didn't know he went out with her. Check it out in the papers. Here he is with Something Special. Something beautiful.
Love is getting too cynical. Passion's just physical these days. You can't wake up in the morning. love some kind of beautiful. You just couldn't wait. All your friends think you're satisfied, but they can't see your soul. No, no, no. Forgot the time feeling petrified when they left alone. If you can't wake up in the morning, 'cause your bed lies vacant at night. If you're lying, so
magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Phoenix FM.
Now, coming up next here is Eliza Rose with Take You There.
Baby, you should come with me.
I'm just sending a message quickly on WhatsApp to my sister, trying to get her arranged for this lunch that I'm doing. And I've basically told her the day after, the day before lunch, actually, the day before. anyway, sorry, get the right date is always good. If you want to hear more music like this, do check out Tony Smith's show on a Sunday between 12 and 2, where he plays out all the latest tracks. Taking us up to the news, here is the Pet Shop Boys with DJ Culture.
Radio, and it's local.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.